right, welcome back, everybody. This is Julia Elliott.
And I'm Kathy Stone.
And today, we're going to actually talk about something similar to our last podcast, but slightly different. We're going to talk about the top 10 most popular breeds in America. So a bit different than in the last podcast. There are some similarities. There are some differences. You know, we're going to talk about their strengths, their weaknesses. We're also going to still focus on those barks because, believe it or not, people might be surprised to hear what type of bark can come out of what dog.
That's true.
You know, I'm very, very excited. And we're just going to go ahead and dive in here, Kathy, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
We're going to start with breed number 10, which is going to be the Boxer. We know we heard that one on the last list, but here are some interesting other facts about them. They are actually from Germany. That's something I wasn't aware of. Generally, they're good with other dogs and kids. Cats, you know, it kind of depends on the temperament of the dog. And, you know, every dog is going to be a bit different. But in terms of activity level, they're very high. They do have, you know, a pretty decent life expectancy, 10 to 12 years. Their size, medium, 55 to 80 pounds. But one thing that I did kind of find surprising with a Boxer is that their barking level is actually considered low, which I would have thought would have been opposite, just, you know, knowing the temperament of a Boxer, that it might be more of a barking dog. So with that said, Kathy, if you want to go ahead and show us what that bark sounds like.
Absolutely. And I get to introduce number 9. And this is a newer breed, and it's very, very popular. It's called the Golden Doodle, which is a mix of Golden Retriever and Poodle, aka Golden Doodle. They do tend to have the best of the Poodle side in that they're more hypoallergenic. However, being a new breed, they haven't quite mastered all of the points of the dog. How big they are, how curly their hair is, what color their hair is. So they're not standard yet across the dog world. So be careful when you're looking for a Golden Doodle that you do your research on their history and how they were bred and all of that. They have started here in the U.S. They're from the U.S. They're good with dogs, good with kids, good with cats. They do have a 3-paw shedding, which means they shed some, but they are easy to groom. Unless you have very, very curly haired, poodled kind of Golden Doodle, again, you need to pay attention to the way the dog looks and the way the dog acts when you get them from whomever. These, because they're so in demand, they tend to come from breeders now more than rescues for sure. They are protective. They're easy to train. They're very smart. Again, Goldens and Poodles are smart breeds. They have a 2-paw barking level, howling level. I don't know why, it's kind of a medium. They can be a little bit bigger. Again, you know, they've got the Golden in them, so they can be up to 100 pounds, male or female. They last about 10 to 15 years. And they're really good with families. They're really good for people. They do love attention. They got that poodle thing going, as we talked about in the last episode. They do have that poodle thing going. They are intelligent and need training, as most, well, let me rephrase that. All dogs need training, as we learned from Judy. It just depends on what you want in your house, what your house rules are. Right, Julia?
Yep. Very true.
So, and they're very athletic. They've got that Golden and that Poodle thing going in there. So this is what they can sound like.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. And breed number 8 is going to be the Dachshund. I personally think Dachshunds are an interesting breed. To me, they kind of don't make sense to me in terms of their body length and how they make it work on those little legs. But, you know, they're clever. They're very lively. They're courageous dogs. They're also very, very entertaining, which I guess kind of goes back to what I just said, you know, the little legs, long body. The Dachshund's name comes from the German words for badger, which I think I might have heard that before, but I'm not 100% sure. But, you know, super cute dogs, super small dogs. They only get to be 13 to 32 pounds. They originally came from Germany as well. So very, very interesting. Didn't know that. They live to be about 12 to 16 years, which also is pretty long for a young, small, or for, I could just say a small dog. And their breed group is the hound group, which I don't know why all this is surprising me. I never knew any of this about a dachshund. Their activity level's medium. They do bark and they do howl a lot. I feel most small dogs tend to do that, but they have good temperament. They're good with kids for the most part, good with other dogs for the most part. They don't really shed that much. They're pretty easy to groom and they're fairly easy to train as well. But, you know, I think, you know, back to little dogs you know, the mindset of big dogs might be protective, but I think we sometimes forget that little dogs are also very protective. And this dog speaks to that. Their protective level is actually at the highest that it can be. Wow. So I think it speaks to them. You know what I mean? Little dog, big package, you never know. So, right. You know, I think they're cute dogs. I think it just, again, takes a special person to be able to take care of a dachshund. They have back issues if they're not taken care of properly. You have to be careful with how you're picking them up and putting them down. Their spine is a little bit longer than most other dogs. But I'm actually interested, Kathy. I don't know if I've ever heard a dachshund bark before. So let's hear what that one sounds like.
All right. Breed number 7 in the top 10 is the Shih Tzu, also known as Little Lion or Lion Dog. Obviously, most of us know it comes from China and is very much a lap dog for sure. They were bred to be companions to the Chinese monarchy. Pretty cool stuff. They're little. They can be 9 to 16 pounds, so they're kind of in that teacup kind of size. They do last a long time, 10 to 18 years. Believe it or not, I didn't realize 18 years, but since they're bred to be lap dogs, they don't have a whole lot of activity. They don't need to be walked. They don't need to be exercised per se. Sitting in your lap and loving on you and you loving on him is pretty much what their world is about. However, they do have a high barking howling level. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought? Probably because when you quit petting me, I'm going to yell at you. Got to do it. However, they are good with dogs and kids and cats. Pretty good. But as in any family, it's all about the socialization early on. They don't shed very much. They can be easy to groom as long as you take care of it all the time. Again, long-furred animals, you just have to take care of. And then it's really easy to do. They're okay to train. They're not great, but you know, they were bred to sit in your lap. And if that's what they were meant to do, that's what they're good doing. They have beautiful silky coats, but they are phenomenal companions. Want to play ball? No problem. However, they'd much rather just sit with you and relax. They obviously are not the protectors like Rotties and GSDs, but they can be fearsome. Just like we talked about the dachshund just a minute ago. They can be fearsome. They do have some particular health issues, particularly in their eye issues. Because of their smaller face, kind of almost a smushy face, they do have some breathing problems as well. But just because you can hear them breathing doesn't mean it's a breathing problem. If you're concerned, always go check with your vet. This is kind of cool. They're sometimes called the Tibetan Lion Dog. And they're not really sure if they came from China or Tibet. But, you know, 1400 AD, they were already in the Ming Dynasty, well established. Pretty cool. Actually, there's evidence that they go back to 8000 BC.
Wow. Isn't
that crazy? That's kind of crazy. So they're interesting dogs. They are very loving and would make great companions. If you want a small dog, this might be the one you want, Julia. And here's what it sounds like.
Wonderful. All right. Moving right along to breed number 6. That's going to be the Yorkshire Terrier, also known as the Yorkie. I think everybody's seen a Yorkie in their life. And I really, Yeah, I think they're cute. I think they're like so, they're so adorable. They're so little. I think they're really, really great, great dogs, you know, with their long, silky coat. And this says sassy personality, which I feel like is very accurate for these dogs. They're prized toy sized dogs. In fact, their consistency, you know, they're one of the most popular breeds in America. So it also says here that they're small. They get to be, you know, 10 pounds at the most. They have very decent activity level. I think this is also very similar to the Shih Tzu, where they like to play. They like to get up and go when they get those little bursts of energy, but they also just like to hang out and relax at the same time. So best of both worlds, in my opinion. If you're not looking to go for any long hikes through the woods, then maybe the Yorkie is your type of dog. They tend to be good with dogs and other kids, tend to be okay with cats. Maybe it's just the size. They don't find each other as scary. Shedding, they're on the medium size. It says here that they're easy to groom, but I want to point out that being, they still need to be groomed. They're dogs that do need haircuts. Right. They're dogs that need to be brushed. They do. Their long hair isn't like typical German Shepherd long hair. It's almost like human hair, where it needs to be matte
very easily.
Yes, yes, exactly. You know, they're known for one of the smallest dog breeds, measuring just 7 to 10 inches tall, with adults weighing no more than 7 pounds. They're known for appearing confident, and that's thanks to their high head carriage and compact, well-portioned body shape. Yorkies are... They're low with a straight back. They have a very small head, V-shaped ears that stand straight up. And most of the time, their tails are going to be small too. True to the Yorkie's roots, they're active dogs who do need to be walked daily. They like fun and games. And to them, they're considered little bonus hours. So like I said earlier, they like to play, but I think they'd also be okay with just hanging out with you. I think Yorkies are really, really cool dogs. They do tend to bark a little bit more. Again, I feel like that goes back to just kind of being a smaller dog. They tend to be a little bit more vocal. And, you know, I always make fun of my little dogs, where it's like they have like, hey, look at me syndrome, where they're so far down to the ground that people tend to overlook them. So they're going to speak up a little bit more. So that's a Yorkie, basically, in a nutshell. They're not too protective. They kind of just like to be a part of the family, you know, let's watch TV together. So on that note, Kathy, let's kind of hear what a Yorkie sounds like.
Sure. Okay, so from little dogs to a big dog who has made it on both lists, both the AKC and this Dog People's list, and that is the Golden Retriever. We talked about the Golden a lot last time, so I'm not going to do a whole lot about it, but I did find other interesting things about it. It is from Scotland originally. They were bred in the 19th century as hunting dogs, specializing in water and land retrieving. That's pretty cool. They mixed water spaniels and other retrievers to create the Golden Retriever's talents, namely bringing back waterfowl and other birds unharmed to their hunter masters. And I think that's probably true with most of the labs, whether it's Golden or Labrador Retriever. They have what we call buttermouths. They know how to hold on to something without breaking skin at all. And that's just an instinct that they have. I think that's very cool. The breed was officially recognized by the AKC, since it's on both lists, in 1925. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they are bigger dogs, they tend to have more health issues like hip dysplasia. So you have to keep an eye on that. Certainly work with your vet. Because they have floppy ears, as true with most floppy-eared dogs, they can get ear infections, because stuff gets in there. And if we don't get them cleaned out, obviously can get infected. That's part of why we do all ear cleanings at camp when we do baths, just standard what we do, just so the dog's ears are protected. They can also, unfortunately, have a number of cancers. And so you have to be aware that that's a possibility. And I speak lovingly because that's my dog passed of cancer. But you know, while you have them, they are the most loving, most loyal, most fun animals to have in your household. So, you ready to hear them again?
Sure.
Cool.
right. Moving right along to breed number four. This dog was also on our last list, the German Shepherd. I'm actually surprised to see that this is number four in terms of the People's Choice and number two on the AKC list. Because I just think German Shepherds are very, very, very popular dogs. So similar to what Kathy said, I won't go too much into the German Shepherd since it was on our last call. But just some key facts about them. Again, they're large dogs. They're a herding breed. They're very, very protective. And it actually says here that they're not the easiest to train, which I guess kind of makes sense because I know with my experience with my German Shepherd, he's kind of stubborn. He gets it. He understands, but it's kind of like he's going to do it on his own time type of thing. It is a German Shepherd. But this section I found pretty interesting. It's called Ideal Human for a German Shepherd. And German Shepherds are active dogs. So you have to think running at full speed across the field as much as you'll let them. They prefer space to exercise at peak capacity and plenty of outdoor time. The ideal home for a German Shepherd would be a home with a large backyard for running around. And that's not counting all of the actual walks and runs and adventures that they'd also like to go on with you that day. German Shepherds can also make great family dogs and do just fine with children as long as they are properly socialized. I'm going to say that again. As long as they are properly socialized.
Right.
That goes back with the training. Big dog means big training. Means, you know, a big dog coming at a little kid can scare a lot of people. So it's all about how you raise this dog. It's all about how you make sure that they're brought up in the right environment and around special things. Because, you know, again, German Shepherds are big dog, but I think what makes people have the misconception of them being scary dogs is that they get scared easily. And I think that's what makes them almost go into that flip mode of now I'm scared. Now I'm going to look aggressive type of thing. Because I'm telling you, Luke, my German Shepherd, I start shaking out a trash bag and he runs up the stairs. So, you know, but I think they're really, really awesome dogs, super loyal. Like I said, very protective. And honestly, you can't beat a German Shepherd in my experience. And Kathy, I know you feel pretty similar to that. And not even being a huge dog person, that's German Shepherds are just great dogs, and they've got really, really big, deep barks. And so Kathy, let's hear that, and I'm all for the German Shepherds.
Cool. All right, and now we swing back to little dogs. This number three is a Chihuahua, and their heading is looking for a lot of personality in a compact package, adopt a Chihuahua. But they do require a lot of training because they come with big dog attitudes. So as we talked about before, little dogs think they're all that. Chihuahuas appear to be really believe they are more than all that. They are from Mexico and they're teeny tinies. They were what we call teacups. They're generally under 10 pounds. They do live a long time, 14 to 16 years. I didn't realize that they would last that long. They're good with dogs, kids, okay with cats. They can shed. They have an undercoat, and that's what the grooming is required for. They can be protective, especially if they have that job to do and you haven't trained them to be part of the family, the socializing, just so we talked about just a few minutes ago. They have small bodies, pointed ears, and big eyes. I think that's the most obvious trait, physical trait of a Chihuahua, is those big eyes, right?
Oh yeah.
They're cool. They even come in hairless. If you would prefer a hairless dog, you can get a hairless Chihuahua. They have some Mexican name that I don't plan to even attempt to say here today. Wow. They are good for city apartment folks because they don't need a whole lot of room. They don't need a whole lot of running. They born to be kind of lap dogs. They do need a little job because otherwise they'll take over the household. They do need a lot of time. They like to be need to be socialized and trained, and they don't like to be left alone. They will do bad things if they're left alone.
Little dog syndrome.
Kind of a high-strung animal. But if you give them the training and the socialization that they need, they're wonderful family dogs. They're spunky and intelligent. They like positive reinforcement. Don't yell at them. They much prefer to do it because it's the right thing to do, not because it's the wrong thing to do. So that's pretty cool. I did not know that about them. They're named after the Mexican state of Chihuahua. They were first recognized by the AKC in 1904. They did not make it to the top 10 list last year, but they have seen that type of dog as far back as 100 AD.
Wow.
Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. Most Chihuahuas now come from through breeders. They're hard to find in rescues, except for those families that have had to put them up for rehoming. They are little barkers, but they do bark a lot, and this is what they sound like.
Okay, number two is going to be the Labrador Retriever, another dog that was on the top 10 AKC list. Doesn't surprise me at all. These dogs are super popular. Everybody loves a Labrador Retriever. I think they're really, really fun dogs. I think they're good family dogs. They started in England, but their ancestors can even be from the Newfoundland. So the Newfies that we see, you know, they're really, really big dogs, 55 to 80 pounds. They live 10 to 12 years, which is about normal for a dog that size. Very, very active dogs. Retrievers, it's in their name. You know, they like to go and catch stuff and bring them back there.
And dig.
Yeah, they're sporting dogs. Anything outside is going to be this dog. So it's kind of similar to the German Shepherd. You know, they like to have something to do. Right. They're very, very healthy dogs as long as they're trained and given that opportunity to exercise. You know what I mean? Like if you leave these dogs alone for too long, they're going to get bored. That's when they're going to start getting in trouble. It's really not their fault. It's just, they have a lot of energy in a dog, and to keep a dog like that home for too long by itself, they're just going to get bored and your chews are going to get chewed up. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, a little bit about the Retriever's health. They tend to be a pretty healthy breed with very few health problems. Some labs may develop elbow dysplasia or hip dysplasia, but no less than any other dog breeds. Labrador Retrievers also tend toward knee problems and eye problems, such as progressive retinal issues and things like that. And they're fun. They're easy to groom. They do have a thick coat, and one of that is the undercoat. You know, they shed their undercoat. I think that's another thing that most people think is, oh, my dog's got thick fur. It's not even the top coat that's coming off. It's that bottom coat. And so right. When the seasons start to change, that's when you're going to start seeing a lot of hair loss, a lot of dandruff, a lot of things like that, which make these dogs not the best for people that might have allergies in their family. They're going to be shedders, but you really should be brushing them once a week. That's just, you know, normal maintenance for them. Good news is they're water dogs. So I don't know if many people knew this, but Labrador Retrievers are some of the only dogs that actually have webbed feet. And that's because they like to be in the water. And so their webbed feet, similar to, you know, water animals, it helps them move through the water a lot easier. It helps them kind of grab onto the stuff that they have at the bottom of lakes and at pools and things like that. So that's a pretty, pretty interesting fun fact, a dog with webbed feet. So I think it's pretty cool. Overall, Labrador Retrievers, great family dogs. Everybody loves them. Highly recommend these dogs. You don't hear a lot of bad things about them. Barking tends to be medium. You know, again, I think being the hunting dog, they might bark when a situation arises to alert you and things like that. They're protective, smart dogs. A lot of them are food motivated, so it's going to make them a little bit easier to train. And you know, you could say that about humans too. I'm definitely food motivated, but again, they've got kind of a deep, big bark. We'll listen to that here in a second.
Funny story about labs. My oldest granddog is a lab, and you talked about how they love the water. Well, she was having none of the water. Did not want to get in the lake, did not want to do any of that until she saw the ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Then she jumped in the lake.
Game on.
Started chasing the ducks. We had to go get the boat, scoop her out. Otherwise, she would have swum all the way across the lake to get those ducks, even though they had already flown off already. She was still determined to go get them.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, right as you're sitting here talking, I all of a sudden I hear barking behind me, and I turn around and Luke is sitting there maybe dreaming about catching some ducks in his sleep with a little bark. So he's having a good dream.
Aw. And my most favorite breed is the number one breed, and that's the Heinz 57 mixed breed.
Love it.
The dog everybody loves because it's just what you get. They tend to be healthier because they're a mixed breed. They have the strengths of whatever predominant breed they have. They live longer and healthier. Depending on their mix, they'll have the traits, both groom-wise and energy-wise, of those predominant breeds. But basically, this is where our relationship with the Atlanta Humane Society becomes very important, because most of the dogs that come through humane societies are mixed breeds. Mm-hmm. And they love being with people. They all do. We've seen a number that came through rescues, and they start off nervous and unsure about where they are and what they're doing. But once they realize that no one's here to hurt them, they're just all over you. They are just very loving, and in my world, they're the best companions because they're just happy to be.
Yeah, we always laugh. You know, most of my family has mixed dogs, and we always laugh and say they all look like they're put together with spare parts.
Yep. And a Heinz 57. I don't know if you guys know what Heinz 57 is, but it's a steak sauce made up of 57 ingredients. That's when I was growing up. If something was not purebred, it was a Heinz 57. So
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, those are the top 10 on the rover.com dog people's list. We do have some ideas for additional lists of dogs in future episodes. We can delve into the easiest to train, hardest to train, the best agilities. There are a lot of groups that we can discuss. But my question to you, Julia, is, does this help you make a decision?
It does. I feel like I'm almost there, Kathy. I know there's so many out there, and maybe just re-looking at these lists and diving in really, really deep, but I think I'm almost there.
Cool. Again, we'd like to thank Camp Bow Wow Lawrenceville for being our sponsor. A shout out to the Lawrenceville Kennel Club. Do we have someone for adoption from the Humane Society this time?
We do. And this dog, honestly, I'm a bit of a sucker for this one. His name is Paco, and he is an extra large dog weighing in at a whopping 125 pounds. Is a male mastiff. If you guys have never seen a mastiff before, please look them up. They are such cool dogs to me. I mean, they are just gentle, gentle giants. Paco has a little bit of an interesting backstory. He's really looking for a home. Came from not the best situation. He came to the Atlanta Humane Society with a pretty bad skin disease. It almost looks a little bit like mange, where he lost all of his hair and he's been on medication now. And you look at these before and after pictures on their website, and you know, he looked so cute. You can tell, you see it in his face. He just wants love. Says that he just wants to be scratched and right in just the right spot. He has a little waddle when he walks. And his favorite thing, guys, he loves to nap. So come on now. Who doesn't want to just snuggle up with a 125-pound dog and take a nap? And Paco's, he's five. He's not an older dog. He's not a younger dog. Sometimes people don't want a puppy, and sometimes people don't want an older dog. So 5 years old could be just the right range for you. So please, again, atlantahumane.org. Check out Paco. I think he'll steal your heart.
Aw, sweet. Well, if there's nothing else, we have upcoming episodes. where we'll be speaking with Dr. Bentley of Sugar Hill Animal Hospital. And he'll talk to us about vaccines, when to get them, why we get them, titers, the whole nine yards. He does tend to go a little scientific. Well, he is a vet. Julia loved it. Maybe not
it's
so
very
much for
sciencey,
me, but
guys. It's very sciencey, and I like that stuff.
Yes, but I think the information, if you can get through the science stuff, the whys and wherefores of why you get your dog vaccinated is a very, very important topic.
Very.
As well as when you get it vaccinated. So yes, so lots of good information coming up then. So until then, this is Kathy Stone.
And I'm Julia Elliott.
And we're all about
dog.